Hi, Desiree.
Yes, hi.
Hi, my name is Jaden. I'm calling on a recorded line. This is in regards to the NEC lawsuit. I just wanted to follow up and see if you already had an attorney assisting you.
Wait, which one is it?
This is for NEC. Did you ever have a
Is
child
it?
that was diagnosed or affected?
Yes, that's for the Similac formula, right?
Yes. Was your yes? Do you know what your child was diagnosed with?
Yes, I do. Give me one second, real quick. Give me one second so I can go outside. Okay, hello.
Hello.
Yes, I do. If this is for the Similac, they told me that somebody was gonna give me a call and they were gonna ask me a few questions about my son, about my son Joseph.
About your son?
Yes, my son Joseph. For the Similac formula.
And do you know what your child was diagnosed with after being given the Similac?
Oh, my son's diagnosis?
Yes.
I can't pronounce the name of that it's a weird the NEIC.
Just to the best of your ability, what was it?
I see it's for the intestinal perforation that he was diagnosed with.
Sorry.
Those are the injuries. Those are the injuries that my son was suffering from.
Okay,
If
just
that's what you're ask,
so.
if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah, I would just have to confirm what, to the best of your knowledge, what was the diagnosis?
My son,
Did your child have oh, I'm so sorry, go on.
my son was diagnosed with nectarizing enterocolitis. I can't pronounce it for worth anything.
Oh no, you're good. So that was necrotizing enterocolitis.
Yeah, I cannot pronounce it. Yes, that's it. I can't pronounce it for nothing.
It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, we just have to confirm.
Okay.
And if I may ask, how long ago was this?
When my son got diagnosed, it was October 6th of 2017.
October 6th of 2017.
Yes, that's when he got diagnosed. But they started the test the day before on October 5th of 2017.
Okay, so but the year was 2017, you said?
Yes.
Okay, and again, I'm very, very sorry about this, and thank you for speaking with me about this. That should fit in
Oh
the
no, thank you
criteria.
for hearing.
Of course, yeah. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Yes, I believe I'm supposed to be I was just waiting for your call. It's been about a week and I've been waiting to speak with the lawyer. I already spoke with one prior of you and they told me that I was gonna receive a call from another one. So
Did you
hopefully
ever,
this is.
sorry to ask, did you ever sign on with that group? Or did you ever
What do
sign
you mean?
documents with them?
Did I ever what?
Did you ever sign any documents with them? Or did you
No,
ever
not
sign
yet.
anything with them?
No, not yet.
No
No.
online documents, no physical documents.
No, the only thing that we did online was we just went over what kind of case it was. Had me click on the Similac case and had me click if my baby was diagnosed with any of the and then it had like a couple of things down, and so I clicked on a few things, you know, that were on there, and I guess they said I qualified for a case, so
gotcha.
You keep calling me.
But you never signed up. Yeah, I just want to and thank
no.
you. No. You never no. signed documents with another attorney group.
No.
And then I'm just going to ask again for the recorded line. Did you ever happen to, did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And what was your child diagnosed with?
My son was diagnosed with a necroicing enterocolitis.
Necroicing enterocolitis.
Yeah. Yes.
And then what was his gestational age? So how many weeks was he when he was born?
What do you mean?
So what was his gestational age? How many weeks pregnant were you when he was born? Was it, do you know how many?
I had him at 30 weeks.
You had him at 30 weeks?
Yes. Within 30, yes.
Okay. So after 30 weeks of being pregnant, you had him or you gave?
Yeah, my baby was born premature. Within 30 weeks, I had him.
Okay. And again, thank you for confirming.
You're welcome.
Sorry to ask again. And what injuries has your son sustained? Was it death, ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, intestinal
perforation? Perforation.
Intestinal perforations, like holes in the intestines?
Yes.
Gotcha. Any other cerebral?
No, the blood. Okay, the tests that they gave my son were blood tests and X-ray. Those are the tests that my baby has had.
And he was diagnosed on October 7th.
He was diagnosed on October 6th.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
2017.
Mm-hmm. October 6th, 2017.
Yes.
And then do you have medical records showing proof of injury or diagnosis?
Yes. Yes.
And the date of the diagnosis, one more time, is 10/6/2017.
Yes.
And was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
Okay, would you say that again so I can understand it correctly?
No worries. I'm sorry. Was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier? So before?
No. I had him within 30 weeks. He was premature.
And so you said he was given, was he given formula prior to?
Yes, he was. He was given the Similac fortifier. Yes.
And was that prior to being?
Yes. Yes.
So your son was diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
Uh-huh.
Or no?
Yes.
Okay, so you, was it before or after the formula?
After the formula.
Okay, so
after the formula.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. And how long after being fed the formula was your son diagnosed with NEC?
After 2 weeks.
Okay.
After 2 weeks of me feeding him the Similac.
Got you. And then, if I may ask, what was the name or address of the, what's the name of the hospital that he was diagnosed at?
Memorial Hospital in Bakersfield, California.
Bakersfield, California?
Yeah, Memorial Hospital.
Awesome. And then that was on 420 34th Street, Bakersfield, California?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. And that was Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, I've just been certain. Thank you for
Do you need the doctor's name?
Just 1 second. That will.
Okay.
I'll get that in a second. Do you remember what brand of formula was used?
Yes, Similac.
And then you are the mother that. Who would be?
Yes, I'm the. Yes, I'm the mother. Yes.
Okay, and is your son still living?
Yes, he's still living.
Awesome. And do you have authority to sign on your son's behalf?
Yes.
And are you a client? So sorry, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And the gestational age at birth you said was 30 weeks?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming.
You're
And did your
welcome.
son become diagnosed with NEC while still at the hospital, or did they leave and come back?
Well, he just repeat that again. While he was in the hospital,
Sorry for that. So, did your son become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did they leave and then come back later on? Or was
well,
he?
no, he stayed in the hospital until he reached a certain weight, and all that. He was in the NI, he was in a the NICU.
The NICU. And so was he
Yeah.
diagnosed, he became diagnosed while still at the hospital, or did he leave and then
Yes.
come back and was diagnosed?
No, while at the hospital after they ran the test and all that, they did blood tests on him, X-rays. On October 5th,
I see.
and that's when he was diagnosed with the necrotizing thing.
Okay.
October 6th is when, yeah, was when he
Yep,
was
date of
diagnosed with
diagnosis.
that thing. Yeah.
And then I just wanted to confirm, so he was diagnosed at the hospital.
Yes.
And then what, just to confirm, what was your son's date of birth?
My son, September 21st of 2017.
And that was your son. Okay, so September 21st of 2017.
Yes.
And then what is his age right now?
My
Five?
son Joseph?
Your son that was diagnosed with the effect. Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am.
My son Joseph is what? No, my son is right now. Because I don't have him right now with me.
How old your son
He
is?
stays with his dad.
Do you know how old he is?
Yes, my son is 5, because he's been in the public custody for probably when he was like 4. So.
I mean, if he was born in 2017,
Yes, I know.
I'm gonna say he's about 5 years old.
7. No.
Oh, wait, okay.
We're in 2025.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. So he's
Yeah, so
probably
he's
like
seven. He's
6 years old.
yeah, gonna yeah. He's gonna
But he'll be
17.
seven
Yeah,
this year.
yeah.
Okay.
You were off. You were off. I'm all, we are in 2025.
So sorry about
Time
that.
flies by. It's okay. Time flies by.
His date of birth is September 21st of 2017.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
For your son, correct?
Yes.
And if I may ask, do you know if anyone else in your family had a similar issue where they had a premature child born and then later on they were affected by a type of infection like this? Or had a
No, just
similar
fine.
diagnosis?
No, just my son.
And then, can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
Yes, he's a male, Joseph Espinosa. Date of birth, September 21st of 2017.
And then could I have the spelling on his first name, the middle initial, and the spelling on his last name?
Absolutely. JOSEPH, middle initial J for Jacob. Last name Espinosa, ESPINOZA, Espinosa.
Okay, so I have Joseph J. Espinoza, Joseph
Yes. Yeah, he only weighed 4.9 pounds when he was born.
Espinoza, Espinoza.
Yep.
Awesome. And thank you for confirming.
You're welcome.
And the relationship to the child is your signer, or
My
relationship to
son.
signer, that is your child. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
And then can I have, and then do you know his full social?
You know what? I don't know it by heart. I would have to, oh my God, I have it. I would have to get it out of my papers. But I could get it for you.
Do you know the last four by chance?
I believe it's 8. 8225, but don't quote me.
Hold on, but
don't quote me. 8225.
And then while we're on the phone, would you like to go look for that or try to find the social, and then I'll continue to ask you your questions?
I would, but I'm not home right now.
Okay.
I'm actually at the church. I was over here talking with our pastor.
Over there. Okay. I'm going to keep going, and then if you think it's something else, just let me know, and then maybe we'll draft this and then confirm it later. Can I have your first name, please?
Yes. Desiree, Desiree. Last name, Prieto.
Different from the child?
Yes.
Prieto?
No, Prieto.
And then what was your middle initial?
Mine is S, for Sylvia.
And then can I just have your full social, please?
Yeah, mine's is 626-141056.
And then what was your date of birth?
May 8th, 1988.
What was it again?
May 8th, 1988.
And then just 1 second. Can I have your email address, please?
Yes, it's my last name and first name, so it's PrietoDesiree961@gmail.com.
PrietoDesiree, and then what were the numbers?
961@gmail.com.
And that was PrietoDesiree961 at gmail.com?
Yes.
And then the phone number is 661-995-3610?
Yes.
And then was that a home phone, mobile phone, both?
It's my mobile phone.
And then what was your home address?
712 Sparling Avenue, Bakersfield, California, 93307.
Sparling.
712 Sparling Avenue. Sparling, like Sparling basketball.
Gotcha. And then I'm just going to read this back. I have 712 Sparling, Sparling Avenue.
Yeah.
Bakersfield,
yes.
Kern County, California, 93307.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have any official documents to show that you're the power of attorney? I mean, you're the mother, so I think it's okay. But
yeah.
You do have the ability to file, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, God. And then one more time. So as listed on the birth certificate, can I have your full name?
Desiree. Last name, Prieto. Oh, my middle name is probably on there. It's Sylvia. Sylvia.
And then, were any of the following issues present during the pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS, or anything like that?
No.
And then just 1 second, I'm so sorry.
That's all, okay.
And so your child was born, was your child born premature?
Yeah.
You said earlier, okay. And what state was your child born in?
Bakersfield, California.
And was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
And then, do you remember the dates that they were admitted?
What do you mean, like which dates? The date of
So, like when they were in the NICU and when they got out of the NICU?
yes, the dates when baby was in the NICU was the when he was diagnosed. So I would put from the date that he was diagnosed, which was October the 6th, because that's when I found out that he had the necrotizing thing. So the date, so October 6th of 2017 would be
So when was he
when he
admitted
was
into the NICU? Do you remember?
when was he
Yes.
into the NICU? The day that when we found out that he had the necrotizing and I can't pronounce that word. When
Okay,
he got
so what
diagnosed
was the
with
date
when
that
he
he was admitted
October
into?
6th
Okay.
of 2017.
Gotcha. And then do you know when he was discharged or when he left?
Oh, when we left the hospital?
When he got taken out of the NICU.
Oh, the actual date when we left?
When he was
Ooh.
taken out of the NICU, when he left the NICU.
Well, he's only in there for 17 days, so I would put from October 6th, 17 days. So I'm not exactly sure.
How many days was he in?
From October 6th, 17 days from October 6th.
So until like the 22nd?
Yeah.
Let me see.
A total of 17
Or
days, yes.
23rd. Sorry about
Yeah, it's okay.
that.
The doctor was is Dr. Shanna. She's a medical doctor with pediatrics. It's Dr. Shanna Trina was my baby's doctor who diagnosed and treated my baby. If that helps.
I got you. And then just one second while I go over this.
Okay.
And again, just one second. I'm very sorry about that.
It's all right. How much longer could I
Just
have
2 minutes.
a
I'm so sorry about that. You're good.
okay.
Okay, and then so the exit date is the 22nd.
Yeah.
And then how much did your baby weigh at the time of birth?
When he was born, he weighed 4.9 pounds, and when we left the hospital, he weighed 8.2 pounds.
Okay. So,
Yeah.
got you. So at time of birth, he was 4.9 pounds and then
Uh-huh.
78.4 ounces converted to grams. Okay. And so when was he first? So sorry.
It's okay. When what was the question?
I'm so sorry about that. So when was he first given the Similac or the type of formula that he received to the breast?
When was he? Oh, I mean that was the formula that I started giving him when after he was born. I didn't breastfeed my baby.
I understand. And do you remember when he first started receiving that? or the date of when he first started?
Yeah, September 21st, day he was born.
Got it. So he was first given Similac on September 21st, 2017, and then when was he done being given formula?
Oh, when I started giving the formula was probably like October 4th.
Got you. 2017, perfect. And again, yeah, we're almost done here. Very sorry about that.
That's okay.
What was the time between usage and injury? So how long after stopping or starting? So he started on the 21st, obviously, his birthday. How long after that was he diagnosed?
Let's see, if he was born September 21st, we went in the hospital like on the was probably already
So
the
about
fifth.
he was
It was
4
like,
years old.
yeah, we did the blood test and the x-rays, and
He was diagnosed
that
when he
was
was
when,
six, correct?
yes. But they did the test, they performed all the tests, the blood tests and the x-rays on October the 5th.
Okay. Got you. But then official
Yeah.
diagnosis was so then 9 plus 6, about 15 days after. Okay.
About 2, because I fed my baby the formula for about 2 weeks.
So he was on, and he was born the 21st. That was the first time he was given it.
And
And
I fed
then,
him for about 2 weeks.
okay. And then, was your child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital? It's pretty easy.
I'm sorry?
I just have to confirm the child was fed formula or fortifier in the hospital.
Yeah, before, yes.
And did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow or milk-based formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen, red, or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and/or bloody stools.
Yes, my son had bloody stool, diarrhea, yellow vomiting, and he had difficulties breathing.
Diarrhea, vomiting, and green
Yeah,
vomit,
yeah.
difficulty breathing.
Yellow vomiting. He had diarrhea, and he had bloody stool, and he had difficulties breathing.
Okay.
Yes.
Got you. And do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Got you. And then the attorneys are going to go after them first from the hospitals, but if they aren't able to obtain them, would you be able to provide these by mail or electronically?
Yeah.
Awesome. And what type of treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC? Was there antibiotics, blood transfusions, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, unrelated surgeries, no treatment?
Okay, I'm not understanding that.
I'm sorry.
I'm not understanding. So you're
Okay.
asking me if he had
So
any
what type of
more.
treatment did he have after being diagnosed with the NEC? So do you know what type of treatment he had? Was he given antibiotics, blood transfusions, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain? Do any of those sound familiar?
No. Actually, it doesn't sound familiar at all. I just know that they stopped my baby's feeding, though.
Stopped feeding. Was ostomy surgery, PICC line? Maybe was he put under any surgeries?
No.
Okay. And was he given any antibiotics?
No, he wasn't given any, okay, no, what they did was the treatment that they gave my baby is we stopped his feeding, and we because he needed extra we needed to provide my baby with extra oxygen because of the and the frequent blood tests, just to be on top of things, and because of the laparotomy surgery that he had.
Exploratory laparotomy.
Yes.
He was given one of those, or
Yes.
he underwent.
Yes.
And then you also said he had
October,
assisted
and that was
ventilation,
on
so
October the 7th.
October 7th.
Yes. That was
Of
when we treated my
2017,
baby.
correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for confirming. So I have exploratory laparotomy, You also said he needed assisted breathing, so assisted ventilation or
Yes,
adjusted.
because my baby, he was suffering from you know that intestinal perforation? Yeah. He was suffering from that, and so in order, what we did for that was that's when we stopped his feeding and stuff, and did the laparotomy surgery for him on October 7th. It was a long process.
Okay, got you. And then, do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed him?
Yes, I do. Dr. Shanna Treanor.
Shanna
Shanna's S,
Treanor.
yeah, TREANOR. Treanor. She's a medical doctor in pediatrics at the same hospital that he was born, Bakersfield Memorial Hospital.
Perfect. And then, just to confirm, what was your baby's weight or birth weight?
It's a him. It's my son.
Oh yeah, your baby's
Yeah,
birth
four.
weight.
Yeah, my son weighed 4.9 pounds when he was born.
Okay, just 1 second. Perfect. Perfect. And then I'm just gonna confirm. And well, thank you for confirming. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
I just have to. Do you know the name of the doctor that treated him?
It's the same doctor that treated him. You just asked me that treated him and diagnosed him is Dr. Shanna Treanor.
And he was treated and diagnosed at the same hospital,
Yep.
Memorial Hospital.
Yes.
And then just to confirm, the address I found online was 420 34th Street, Bakersfield, California, 93301.
Yep, correct.
Okay, awesome. And then just 1 second. And were there any other medical notes we can put down?
Just that he was in the hospitalized for the 17 days. I pretty much told you everything.
Sounds good. Yeah, we just have to ask if there is anything else you want to add at the end.
Yeah, that's about it. That's pretty much it.
And then, okay, and then just 1 second. So sorry, I'm just going to check the birth weight, make sure everything's correct.
The birth weight is 4.9 pounds, and when we left the hospital here, my son weighed 8.2 pounds. How was it paid? If I paid in cash. If you guys want to know that. Hi.
And that was 4 pounds and 9 ounces, correct?
Yes.
Awesome, just to confirm. And okay,
Yeah, and when we left, he was 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
got you.
When
And then,
we, okay.
oh, sorry about that. What was that?
No, that was it.
Okay, sorry. And just if there's anything else, just let me know. For this last bit, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The
Okay.
emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Don't live with me.
And then, can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Absolutely. Anthony Baldonado with the B, Baldonado. The phone number is 661 477-2115. He's my friend.
2115. I'll put close friend.
Okay.
And then, do you have his home address by chance? Just so we can, if we need to mail him anything.
605 F Street.
605, what was it?
F Street.
And then how did you spell that?
605 F. F as in Frank Street.
F Street.
As in Frank, yeah. Bakersfield, California, 93304.
605 F Street, California, Bakersfield, California, 93304.
Yes.
Awesome. And then before I send these documents out, can I confirm some of this personal information with you just to make sure everything comes out on paper correctly?
Okay.
So the date of diagnosis for your son with NEC was 10/6/2017, October 6.
Yeah.
And then your son's date of birth is 09/21/2017.
Yes.
So that makes him about 7 years old right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And you do have a birth certificate. Spelling on your son's first name is Joseph, Josephj Espinoza, Espinoza.
Yes.
And then the last four of his social are 8225.
Yes.
And you'll be able to provide the rest later to the attorneys.
Yes.
And the spelling on your first name is Deserie. Middle name is
Yes.
S. And last name is Prieto, Prieto.
Yeah.
You are the parent. Your full social is 626-141056.
Yes, correct.
And your date of birth is 0508-1988.
Yes.
And then your home address is 712 Sparkling Avenue, Bakersfield, California, Kern County, 93307.
Yes.
Okay. And the spelling on your middle name is Sylvia, Sylvia.
Yes. I kind of have to be somewhere right now.
Course. Yeah, they're coming out right now, and then we will walk you through them. It should take like 2 minutes as soon as you do actually access the documents themselves, but this should be very quick. They're coming
Okay,
through
but
right now.
the thing is I can't get the emails right now because the data on my phone I have to wait or I have to top up on it. I have to add more data on it. Unless I go by a Wi-Fi area, which
No worries. Yeah. Did you get that text message that just went through?
yes.
Should
Yes.
awesome. Just click on that and then just click on the link that it takes you to. This should only take 2 seconds. And then on the top, it's going to say, or it's going to ask you to continue through a few times. Just click continue or next, whichever one it says.
Documents because it takes data. As soon as I get home, I'll turn on my
Is that
hotspot
what you
and I'll
moved
look at
over?
the yeah.
And you're so the first page is going to say NEC litigation. Just let me know
No,
when you're on that page.
I can't. I'm not able to view it, but I have no data.
It's not opening.
Nope.
Oh, you. Is there an area where you would have Wi-Fi, or could you go to an area with Wi-Fi?
Not right now, I can't.
Okay. Is there a better time that I can call you back where you would be able to get these documents signed and back to me?
How about 3:30? Is that 3:30? Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead and just try to access the documents and see what it says, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll see. Just let me know if it
Yeah,
also
that's
doesn't
I
push you
tried.
through.
It's
There's no Wi-Fi.
not gonna
Is there any cellular data you can use? Like if you turn your Wi-Fi off, will that like.
it's not gonna work. If you could just call me back at it's 2:30 right now. At 3:30, I'll be in an area where we can go through the documents together.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll send you a text right now, and then I'll
Okay.
send you a text from, or I'll give you a call in, you said 30 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. And then
Thank
if you
you.
are able to access the documents sooner, feel free to sign them yourself and then just send me a text
Okay.
when they are done. And
All right.
then
Thank you.
I'll give you a call in about 30 minutes, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, or I'll speak with you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.